You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Their relationships with their girlfriends or their wife. No one, they shouldn't have more than one wife at a time.
Now, last week, Auckland Mayor Phil Goff announced he is setting up a special task force to look into Auckland's housing shortage. Goff says the task force aims to get the most up-to-date information from the key players in the sector in order to address problems such as unaffordable homes, high rents and homelessness. He says local and central government must work together to address Auckland's housing crisis, otherwise the issues associated with it will get worse. Earlier I spoke to Goff and I began by asking him what the task force is exactly.
Well, what the task force is a group of people who are involved with the provision of housing in Auckland coming together to make a case to central government about what the list of priorities should be. When I met with Nick Smith recently, he said, do you want to continue the housing accord and special housing areas? And I said to him, well, the housing accord was really a stopgap measure until we had the unitary plan that would provide for sufficient land to build housing on. We're now past that stage, but we're at the point where we've got plenty of land zoned, but what we're not doing is getting the number of housing consents we want, and we're not getting the number of houses built in relationship to the number of consents being issued. So what are the actual problems that are preventing Auckland from building enough houses to meet the huge demand that's occurring as our population goes up by 40, 45,000 people a year? So we will bring in developers, we'll bring in builders, we'll bring in bankers, we'll bring in economists, we'll bring in people dealing with building consents, we'll have economists from central government, we'll have people from local government to try to prioritise the list of things that we need in order for Auckland to get on top of this housing crisis. We know we need about 14,000 extra houses or apartments being built a year, yet we're only getting about 8,000 or 9,000. So what are the things that we need to do and in what priority? That is the task of the housing task force that we're setting up.
How important is it that Auckland has a comprehensive framework in place to tackle the housing shortage?
Well, I think it's really important because what does the housing shortage result in? First of all, it means that house prices are increasing at a rate that makes it harder and harder for an ever-growing proportion of Aucklanders to be able to buy their own home. So if you're a young New Zealander, you're thinking of developing a relationship, buying a house of your own, it's a whole lot harder now than it's ever been before because the average price of a house is over $1 million. And the amount of household income that you need to pay off your mortgage is probably 9 times the average household income, whereas affordable is usually regarded as 3 times your household income. Mm. Secondly, if you're renting, your rents have been going up at 6 or 7 times the rate of overall inflation. And we've got probably the bottom 20% of households that may be paying 50 or 60% of their weekly income in rent alone. That's putting huge pressure on families and their ability to meet their basic necessities. And then right at the bottom of the heap, you've got those people that when there's a shortage, overall shortage of houses, and because of the complex social problems that they have, they end up out on the street. And, you know, it's hard to walk up Queen Street these days without going by, you know, 9 or 10 people, you know, with blankets on lying on the street, because that's where they sleep at night. That's not good for Auckland. It doesn't show that we are the decent society that we want to be. And it creates, I think, a poor perception on top of the reality of not being a decent society. It creates a poor perception of our city.
Is this going to address all three of those things you mentioned, the housing, the homelessness, and also the rent problems?
Well, the basic cause that I see leading to all three of those problems is that when your population is increasing at a far faster rate than you are providing the housing and the infrastructure to cope with, then you end up with those problems. When demand exceeds supply, you have prices going through the roof, and that's what we've got right now. So the government was saying before the unitary plan, the whole problem is that you haven't zoned enough land, we're short of land, and that's pushing the price of houses up. Well, we've now zoned enough land, but the next stage of the problem is, do we have the infrastructure that will enable the zoned land to be built on Because if you don't have the water, the wastewater, the roads, the parks and community facilities, then it's not capable of being built on. So we've got to tackle that problem, and that's one of the challenges that we are negotiating right now with central government. It has to be a partnership between central government, that takes the vast majority of our tax take in New Zealand, and local government, where the burden of the extra costs of high levels of growth are falling. Yes, we're in favour of growth. It's much better than the alternative. But we need to know that we can cope by providing the transport infrastructure and the housing infrastructure that means that we can remain a quality place to live without the frustration of congestion leading to gridlock and unaffordability leading to poor housing circumstances for an ever-increasing number of people.
Do you think you're going to be able to work with central government to make progress in this area?
Well, it's not a case of, do I think we can? We must,
yep.
And central government must work with us, because the alternative is that the housing problem will continue to get worse. And if you look at the commentary on the outgoing Key administration, what the media outlets like the Herald, for example, is saying is that notwithstanding progress that's been made in some areas, the area where the performance of government has not been up to standard is housing. I think the Herald gave the government 3 out of 10 for housing. So central government has got the same vested interest that local government has. We want to be able to provide properly a basic human right and a basic need that people have, which is to be adequately housed. And that means that we've got to tackle problem by problem the things that stand in the way of us creating sufficient supply of housing and housing that is affordable for people living in our community.
Just finally, what will be first on the agenda for the task force when it meets?
I think it will be to define in order of priority the problems that need to be addressed, and then to recommend to government how best to resolve each of those levels of priority. For example, if it's about housing infrastructure, when Auckland has a strict and tight limit on how much it can borrow to provide infrastructure, how alternatively can Auckland Council provide the infrastructure that we need? And one of those answers is, of course, through something like the Housing Infrastructure Fund that the government has already announced, and we've already put a bid in for a good share of that funding.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.